The question is that in the tomb of Hazur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he is buried, next to him on the right is Hazrat Abu Bakr, and next to him there is an empty space where another person can be buried, enough room for a new grave to be dug and somebody to be buried. And there is a small plate over the wall which mentions that this is the place reserved for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. When he returns to earth and dies, then he will be buried here. Now, the foundation for this is a tradition of Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which has been wrongly interpreted by these people who have mentioned, who have hung that plate over there. Because the tradition says categorically that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will be buried in Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam's own grave, not by his side. So because that seems to be so absurd to them, they have to change the meaning to this. Only through our interpretation that problem can be solved, not by theirs. The Holy Quran, the hadith which you have mentioned is this, that yudfanu mai fi qabri. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salam comes, he would be buried, mai, maybe next to me or with me, both meanings can are true or right. But it says, fi qabri, with me, I mean, in my own grave. So, this is the obvious meaning, that he would be buried in the grave of Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wa sallam with him. Because it's impossible for any man to conceive for that grave to be dug open for the sake of any son of anybody. So they have deviated from this and attributed a wrong meaning to this tradition. But in our view, this does not mean this at all. Things mentioned about the Imams who have been prophesied to come by Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. About Imam Mahdi, he says, the name of his father would be the name of my father, that is Abdullah. The name of his mother would be the name of my mother, that is Amna. His name would be my name. So that is to say, the beginning would be my beginning. He would be as pious in birth as I am pious in my birth. To differentiate between the two, then you have no right to do that. Because if you, for example, attack him as to the manner of his birth or this or that, like Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in the old was attacked. So you will be doing injustice to him, and in fact you will be attacking me. That is the way of saying it. And so in our own language too, in other languages too, it is said that his death is my death. I will not be buried in his grave. He will not be buried in my grave. This is a way of expression to denote a common or a different end. So, by somebody being married, being buried in the grave of Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it only means that don't attack his end. If you go about describing his end, the way he dies, in a manner which is like censuring or going into invectives about it or coming out with fake stories about that, then remember that because his end is my end, you will be attacking me in doing so. That was in fact a prophecy. Because Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has been exactly attacked in this manner. They say he died in lavatory. And it's so stupid for people to say that and people to believe that, because nobody of the enemy could ever be witness of this fact. Even if somebody had died in a lavatory, Nobody could ever conceive of a situation where somebody is watching an enemy to whom, whose nearness you cannot reach, you cannot go there to be witness of his death in a place. So, obviously it is absolutely false on its own premise. It's totally rejectable. But this has been done. You know, as every other Hindi also knows, how the Maulvis go about it and alleging that Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam died in the lavatory. So because that attack was to be made on his end, Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forestalled it by telling that his death, his end would be my end. So as if he is buried in my grave. So if you attack him, you attack me. Be cautious about it. Think twice before you do that. That is a prophecy, in fact.